My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie Gwali. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited you are here to stay listening to today's finale in our three-part Healthy Girl Fall series. Today, we are getting into, in my opinion, the most important of the three areas, our spiritual health. So we talked about physical health, we talked about mental health. Today we're talking about spiritual health from a faith-based perspective. It's really beautiful to me because I think the physical, mental, and spiritual all come together to create our beautiful temple of a body. If we're not taking care of our physical health, it definitely does affect all other areas of our life. If we're not taking care of our mental health, it affects every area of our life. But if we're not taking care of our spiritual health, oh boy, this one affects a lot. So it's going to be really good today. We're going to get into it. I'm going to share five things you can do to improve your spiritual health and definitely stop feeling so spiritually dry if that's been a thing for you. Or maybe if you haven't even had a spiritual journey in a while or ever, this episode is going to help you. So before we get into it though, if you love the show, leave a 5-star rating. It helps us a lot. Also, tag me in your Instagram stories at Healthy But Human Pod. And my personal Instagram, by the way, is at Callie Gwali. And share this episode with a friend. I think that's the most important one. Share with a friend and someone you think that this episode would really help and resonate with today. All right, before we get into it, let's do our self-check-in. Think of it as like a time to really ground yourself, see how you're feeling, see how you're doing. And then we're going to get right into this thing. So take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with so much goodness, so much love into your beautiful body. And then exhale out. Just anything that hasn't been serving you, just release it with your breath. All right, let's take a couple of shoulder rolls, neck rolls. Ooh, just letting go of any tension from the day. Let it go. And now I want you to ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I really doing today? And ask the follow-up question, what is making me feel like this? Never judging yourself, but simply becoming mindful about why you feel how you feel. Now ask yourself, what is something that I can do today to show myself some love? Maybe it's listening to the podcast. Maybe it's going on a walk. Maybe it's doing Pilates, whatever it is. Pick something and I challenge you to hold yourself accountable to it. Okay, next question. Super important one. Have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? If you haven't, stand up, shake out the legs, shake out the arms, get the blood flowing, and then sit back down. All right, next question. Have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? You know the drill. Even if you have, let's all hydrate in 3, 2, 1. Cheers, my gorgeous queen. Okay, final question I have for you today is a deep one. It's, where am I at right now in my relationship with God? And I want you to answer this question really honestly. But as you answer it, do not beat yourself up. Maybe you're amazing with the Lord. That's awesome. But if you're feeling dry, if you're feeling far, it's okay. I'm going to help you today. All right. On that note, mini series, short and sweet episode that I think will hopefully change your life. I pray this will change your life. These are some things that, some healthy fall habits that you can implement into your life to grow spiritually that truly help me so much in my life. And the first thing I will preface, and this is tough love for you, is no one is going to do it for you. In any of these topics we've talked, any of these fall habit topics we've talked about, like, no one is doing it for you but you. So it's really important to realize that, like any relationship in your life, especially with spiritual health, if you don't put in the work, you're probably going to grow far apart from that person. And the same thing applies for God. God wants a relationship with every single one of us, which blows my mind thinking about that. How I have done so many things in my past where I'm like, God, really? You still want a relationship with me? Those condemning thoughts, right? And he's like, yes, yes, you're my child. And you know why he wants a relationship with us? No matter what we've done, no matter what we've said about God, no matter what our past looks like, it's because he sees us for who we're becoming. He sees us for more. He knows that we were made for more. He sees us for, like, this beautiful creation that he made. He doesn't label us by things we've done in our past, which is so cool. But you know who does label us for things we've done in our past? Satan. Anytime you feel like unworthy to be close to God, that is Satan trying to get into your mind and pull you away from the Lord. Okay, which leads me into the first point of today's topic. First healthy habit, taking thoughts captive. Oh boy, this is a game changer. Game changer. This beautiful, amazing lady at my church who honestly I want to have on the podcast. Her name's Renee. Shout out Renee. She changed my life with this piece of advice. She told me the way you take your thoughts captive is, think about it like this. Your mind is a battlefield. You have your thoughts. You have thoughts from the Lord. You have thoughts from Satan. This is where Satan tries to pull us away from God. This is where Satan tries to ruin our life and destroy us, is in our minds. Our minds are powerful. If we believe something in our minds, then it will most likely become our truth that we live by. So if we're believing we're a terrible person and that we're ugly and that we don't deserve blah, 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 we're probably going to live our life that way, believing that thought. So how do we take our thoughts captive? It's very important to first understand what is the Lord, what is Satan. That, and honestly, it's not hard to distinguish it, because Satan sounds like the mean girl in school, wants to tear you down, wants to make you feel bad about yourself. So any thoughts that are fear-based thoughts, that are anxiety-inducing thoughts, that are very condemning, they make you feel shameful, embarrassed, guilty, bad about yourself, That's from Satan. If you hear thoughts in your mind that are like, I believe in you, like you can do this, you are safe with me. Even scripture might pop into your mind. These are encouraging thoughts from the Lord. Okay? So next time you have a thought that isn't, there's a good verse for this. Let me see if I can pull it up for you really fast. It is Philippians. Oh boy. I'm not sure. Okay. Well, I am trying to find this verse. I'll just try my best to recite it from memory. It is the verse that goes, I think it's Philippians. I could be wrong. It might be Ephesians. It's focus your thoughts, fix your thoughts on whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. Think about such things. John told me that he thinks about this as like tenerpla. And it's so funny because if I'm struggling with something, the question is this tenerpla? Is this thought tenerpla? If it's not tenerpla, it's not true, noble, right, lovely, pure, admirable, then it's not from God. So we need to reject it. So going back to what Renee taught me is when you identify the thought is not from God, you want to call it out. And oftentimes you call it out like verbally, not just in your mind. You can do it in your mind too, but there's a lot more power in our tongue when we just like speak things out, right? Like there's a lot of power in that. So if you say, I recognize that there is a thought in my mind, let's say the thought is that you're going to fail a test, okay? I recognize there's a thought in my mind saying that I'm going to fail this test, which is trying to make me feel afraid. So you want to next identify what the thought is doing. So is it trying to make you feel anxious? Is it trying to make you feel stressed? Like what is it trying to make you feel? Call it out. And then you say, I reject this thought from my mind in the name of Jesus Christ, because we have power and authority through Jesus Christ. So using his name, at his name, these things have to flee. They have to go. Because you're like, I am a child of the God. I am a child of the Lord. Like, go through this authority that I have under Jesus Christ. So you say, I reject this thought through the name of Jesus Christ. I reject this thought from my mind. And the truth is that I am, and then you state the truth. You could ask God for the truth. You could, for the test example, you study your butt off. The truth is I studied my butt off for this test. I am prepared. I'm going to crush it. I have what it takes. I'm relaxed. God gives me peace. And just say these things over yourself and voila, you have taken thoughts captive. That is a very powerful thing to do. Every single day. Every day is a new battle. Okay, number two is, I feel like this is an intense episode already. Number two is inner healing. This is the next spiritual habit I have for you. Oh my goodness, this one is also a game changer. Let's say, for example, you did the self-check-in and you noticed that you were feeling a number one on the scale. And you ask yourself, why do I feel like this? And you're struggling to figure out why you feel like this. Or maybe you know why you feel like this. The next step is... Well, the first step in general in inner healing is to invite God into the whole thing. So invite the Holy Spirit to fill you. Invite the Holy Spirit to show you what is causing you to feel this negative emotion. Emotions are not bad. Emotions are from God. God created emotions, right? So emotions are like a car light in the car showing something's wrong. If they come on, if it's a negative emotion, that shows that something's going on. The job that we have is to identify why is that emotion happening. And this is where inner healing is really amazing, is you can ask God to show you where it happened. Maybe you believed a lie from the enemy earlier in the day that told you that you did not have what it takes to be a podcaster. And that thought snuck into your brain, you didn't catch it, and then you started to believe it. You started to actually be like, yeah, that's true. And then as you believe it, you start to feel this emotion of just, you feel down, you feel discouraged, you feel like not good enough. You just feel like that low, you just feel low. So in this situation, you'd ask God to show you where that happened. And then you ask the Lord to show you, what's the truth in this situation? God, show me the truth. And just taking time to really still your mind and let the Lord bring up memories, bring up things, bring up scripture, bring up the truth in your life, speaking that over yourself when he shows you that. And then you can do the whole taking thoughts captive exercise again to reject the thoughts that maybe snuck in that are causing you to have these beliefs. Inner healing can go all the way back to your childhood. You could literally ask the Lord to show you when this first started, and he'll take you back to your childhood. And from there, you can start to work through things that maybe you never worked through, asking God to show you what the truth is in the situation. Is there someone I need to forgive? Do I need to forgive myself? Do I need to forgive God? And then going from there. If you have questions about that, please let me know. I honestly should do a whole episode on inner healing. There's another lady I really want to have on the podcast from my church who is incredible for inner healing. I need to text these people. You guys, I feel like there's, oh my goodness, I have so many people I want to have on the show. Like people, and this is something that, this is a total side note. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
I definitely think, like, I don't know, a lot of podcasts have people on the shows who are famous or well-known people. But I would kind of love to have people on my podcast who maybe aren't like super well-known people like online, but are people that are people I look up to personally in my life who have changed my life with their wisdom. And I want to like share these people with you because they're incredible humans who I think everyone needs to learn from. So anyways, that was a total side note. I want to have some friends on the show. I want to have people on the show who just like aren't all like celebrities. I don't know. I feel like that would just be so cool and would definitely give you guys a fresh perspective too from people you maybe wouldn't hear from normally. Okay. Anyways, total side note there. Moving on to the number three is journaling with God. Oh, this is such a good habit. I've talked about this before in episodes on how to hear God's voice. So if you want to learn more about that, definitely go check out how to hear God's voice and grow closer to God episodes I've recorded. But essentially what it is you got a piece of paper and you ask God questions. I like to keep them open-ended because I've done it before when I asked him yes or no questions and I got like definitely in my flesh about them. And I was like, oh, is this God? Is this me? Whatever. But when you ask very open-ended questions and you just like don't try and control the answer, you just surrender it to God and you're like, just like you can do it on something simple to start. It could be God. What do you want me to know about today? That's always a good question to start with. And just see what pops into your brain. Maybe an impression of someone will pop into your brain. Maybe a thought will pop into your brain. Just start to write them down. That is how journaling with the Lord works. It's very spontaneous thoughts. Usually it's not an audible voice from God, but maybe you'll hear his audible voice. Like, that'd be super cool. I've never heard his audible voice before, but I know some people have. Okay, number four is going to church. This one, if you're listening to this episode and you have had horrible experiences in the past with church, let me just quickly tell you, I have as well. Definitely was turned off from church. I grew up in the church. I didn't go to church for like 4 or 5 years when I went to college. And I genuinely like, I was super out of my faith. I was actually really into spirituality and astrology. That's part of my testimony. But it was really cool because the Lord, he works in beautiful ways. He worked through two of my friends, they both invited me to VU on the same weekend, which is a church in Miami. It's a very trendy church. And honestly, it's what I needed. I needed to go there so bad because it was easy to go to. Like, it was a very young church. It was very trendy. It wasn't like, I didn't feel out of place there. So that's my thing. Is try churches out. You don't have to go to like the most traditional churches in the world to be close to God. God can speak through anyone, truly. He can speak through anyone. So even if you feel comfortable going to a church that maybe is like just, I don't know, really casual church and that's not how you were raised or whatever, or you've never been to church before, like, I think just trying a place. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. Church ultimately is not the means to get close to God. You get close to God by pursuing him daily. But church is a beautiful place to meet community and also learn from awesome teachers and also encounter God worshiping. Like, there's so many elements to church that are more than just growing close to God. Like, I think the biggest thing for me, and this sounds selfish, I don't know, but I think it's the community element of church. Like, going to church each week, I just love being surrounded by people who are such strong believers and speak wisdom and life into me in our conversations, and I can do the same for them. Like, that community element is huge because we're not meant to do life alone. I think that the enemy can really get to us in our lives when we're by ourselves and we're isolated and we don't have people in our life who are building us up, speaking life into us, are there for us when we need just like a friend who has good caring advice, is seeking the Lord, all the things. So church has changed my life in that way. And I promise you, there are good people at church. It's not all just snobby people who pretend to have life together. Like, when you find the right place, you're going to find that people who go to church are broken. We struggle with things like everyone else in the world. People struggle with things at church. It's just a place to go where you can encounter God, but you can also build a community of people who are on a walk with the Lord as well and who can really pour into you in ways that like you're not going to get from someone who maybe isn't walking with God, to say. Okay. And one more thing to say on that. It's really important to not write off someone on the first time you meet them. I went to young adults in my church and I remember being like, there's like no one. None of my people like aren't here. And I was very judgmental of people in the young adults because they weren't necessarily looked like people that I'd be friends with. But I went again and some of those people are my best friends today. It's really important to give people and places usually like at least a second chance. Because sometimes you go to church and it's just not like, I don't know. Sometimes you have to go twice. I think going twice is a good benchmark for finding a church also. And asking the Lord to lead you to the right church. I think ultimately surrender it to God. Surrender it to Him. Oh, one more really big important thing I have about church is you're probably going to resist it if you haven't been going to church and you're going to church again. You're probably going to feel like so much resistance to going on the day of. You might have things come up and you're like, oh, like today's just not a good day to go to church. I don't want to go. That's the enemy straight up. I have literally had this happen to me so many times. The weeks where I need to be at church, like the sermon was everything that I was needing. Like God spoke through the pastor. Those are the weeks that I felt the most pull to not go to church. The most spiritual attack, all of those things. So my best recommendation, if you're resisting church, go. Just go. Do everything in your power to get yourself to go to church if you are resisting it. I promise. It's happened to me. It's happened to my friends. It's happened to so many people I know that they resist the church weeks they need so much. And one more thing on church. I know I said one more thing before. Going to church doesn't mean you are a good Christian. We don't have to perform for God to love us, to be close to the Lord. We don't need to perform to earn His love, which is so beautiful and so amazing that He sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins so that we could have this relationship with Him. It doesn't mean we can just go sin freely and do whatever we want. That's definitely not showing God love, but it is important to realize that if you don't go to church every single Sunday, it doesn't mean that God loves you any less. You don't have to perform for Him. You don't have to be legalistic and have all these perfect Christian habits constantly to be a good Christian. That is just not how it works. It's a relationship, and doing it from a place of, I want to just pursue the Lord. It's a loving place. It's not a showy place. It's not a about me place. It's about, this is about my relationship with God. Like that is when I found my walk with the Lord is the best. But when I'm trying to do it to just like check off the box or to feel good about myself, like that's when it's like, it's just not, my spiritual life just like isn't, it just feels dry. Okay. Final point I have for you on this topic is faith. Faith is an incredible, incredible thing to work on this fall. I love reading Hebrews. For this reason, Hebrews 11 is incredible. It talks a lot about faith, people in the Bible who had incredible faith. One way I love looking at faith is this. Faith is, it's not about what's in front of us, but it's about the promise of the Lord and believing that that's going to happen. When God tells us something's going to happen, it's up to us to have faith that it will happen. For example, our relationship with Jesus, if you're a Christian listening to this and you believe Jesus died on the cross for your sins, that's having faith because we didn't see that happen. And we're believing the promises that God told us in the Bible that He's coming back. He's going to come back one day. So this is something we can consistently work on every day. And you can ask God, God, give me faith. Help me have faith, Lord. Help me have faith in the situation. I'm struggling. I feel afraid, Lord. Help me have faith. Like He has given, I have so many moments in my life where I have just struggled so heavily with fear and anxiety. But it's in those moments when I just tell God what's really going on and I invite Him into the feelings, into the fears. And I ask Him, I need You, Lord. I need help with my faith. Strengthen my faith, Lord. I need You. That is when I have been able to have faith a lot, is because He'll usually like speak something to me, truth to me, and I can put my faith in what He says. He doesn't expect us to have it all together. He doesn't expect us to do all this by ourselves. He doesn't expect us to walk through battles alone. He is there with us every single moment of the day. He's our shepherd. He's our shield. He's our provider. He's our refuge. He's our strength. So putting our faith in those promises, I think reading the Bible is a great way also to boost your faith. There are so many promises in the Bible that apply to us every single day. If you read Psalms, oh my goodness, those things still apply to us today. Claim those blessings, speak them out over yourself. Psalms 23, I love reading that and just adding in like it is the Lord is my strength. Yeah, just speaking it out loud over myself, because that's another way you just build your faith over. Just keep saying it. Believe it. Believe it's going to happen. What's the worst thing? If you believe it, like, I tell myself this a lot. If I believe something's going to happen, and let's say it doesn't happen, then if God told me it's going to happen, maybe his timing's different than my timing. Maybe it's going to happen the next time, the next season, the next year. Like, he could tell us something and it could be a promise that's going to happen in 10 years from now. So hold true to his promises, hold strong on them, and trust the Lord. Trust that he has plans to prosper you and that he is going to take care of you every single day. Okay, well, those are my 5 spiritual health tips I have for you. I just want you to know I'm walking through the same journey as well. Even if our lives look different, I am also working on these things. It's a daily walk. If you do it one day and you don't do it for 7 days after, like, you may not feel a difference. You may not feel closer to the Lord, but we have to put in the work every single day. Especially in the spiritual battle, because everything in life is a spiritual battle end of the day. All right, let me know how you like this episode. Let me know which of these ideas you're going to put into practice, and tag me in your social media posts listening to the podcast, A Healthy Be Human Pod, or at Callie Guali, or both. Also, leave a review if you like this episode. It helps us so much. You can rate the show. And last but not least, share this with a friend. If you have friends who are wanting to get closer to God, maybe you are in a Bible study or whatever it is, just share it with your friends if you think it'd help them. All right, well, I'll see you next time. Hope you love this little series. Go listen to the first 2 episodes of the series if you didn't already. But as always, keep shining, keep being amazing. You are here for a reason. God made you amazing, beautiful, strong, loved, everything. He created you for a purpose, and he loves you so, so deeply. All right, well, I'll see you next time. Have the best day. Keep being amazing and stay healthy but human. Bye. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.